The Jason Rantz Show.
Jason Rantz has followed that in detail. He's a radio host in Seattle. He broke the story. He joins us now.
Never shy of his opinion, Jason. Definitely letting you know how he feels about that.
Wow. He laid that down.
Long Form, presented by Northgate Rare Coins and Precious Metals.
The Seattle City Council yesterday decided, yeah, we are going to offer signing bonuses to new and lateral hires for the Seattle Police Department. They're trying to onboard about 500 new sworn officers. The goal is to do that by 2027, which is very late to the game. They are in desperate need of officers right now. Of course, you had the three police defunding council members who decided to vote against it, Tammy Morales and Shama Sawant, two socialists. And then Teresa Mosqueda, a council member who once defended a man who threatened to murder cops. Joining me on the line is the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, Officer Mike Solon. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me.
So, obviously, good news. It doesn't go far enough in the sense of you're desperate for cops right now. So, just first, 30,000-foot view of this. What's your take?
Yeah, very positive. What a drastic turnaround from the defund nonsense to now publicly saying we need more police officers. And it's nice to hear that from the council. Mm-hmm. But again, it's, what's needed is not to try to just put all your chips in one basket to recruit new people. What's needed to stop the complete depletion of the ranks is to have a contract. And we're a year and 8 months and change working under an expired contract, which means cost of living is impacting our ability. Where we once were the highest paid in the state, as you can imagine, because of the politics here and the scrutiny, well, we're not so now. And that's what really needs to happen, is to stop the people from leaving, mm-hmm. and that would give us more political support.
In that context, do you worry that there could potentially be resentment from the officers that are currently there who are working without a contract to someone who's a lateral hire? Let's say they're coming in from Spokane County Sheriff's Department. Maybe they're coming in from the Everett PD and they're getting a $30,000 lateral bonus. That's obviously considerable.
Yeah, I think there would be resentment. I've already heard that. And you can think about the people that left when these past 2 years, now they're going to, be enticed by $30,000 to come back. What about the current people that are still working here under these types of political issues? So that's why I always go back to, it's nice to dangle a carrot out there to entice mm-hmm. people to come here. But what you need to take care of is your existing people. And because, frankly, they need some assistance. They need some reassurance that they matter. And until the city hall gets serious about coming to an agreement, then it's more the same from the politicalization of policing here in this city.
How close are you guys with the city on a contract? It seems like you're still pretty far off. And what was the last time you guys worked, 4 years without a contract?
Yeah, typically you go 3 to 4 years working under an expired contract. And if you're on the other side, that's not great business because the payout from completing a contract could be pretty severe. Where are we now? I mean, I think the fact that we're meeting, Jason, is positive. Mm-hmm. I'm going to focus on the positive rather than the negative. But back to my original point, we need to get serious about retaining our current people because they're leaving every month. And we've noted that every week on the Public Safety Index on Fog, social media handles, and our website, SeattlePoliceOfficers.com. And, we speak the truth about the public safety situation in this city. And in order to rectify that, you need to take care of your current people versus trying to just put all your chips in one basket to recruit new people or laterals here.
Yeah, and it's still saying, we're talking with SPOG President Officer Mike Solon, it still seems like there is a concerted effort to downplay the current staffing levels. The command staff openly says that you guys are in a crisis, but the numbers just don't match what I know to be the case. So when we're told that they have a little over 900 officers who are in uniform, which is what I believe the language was in the Seattle Times today, that's verifiably false. You do not have 900 officers who are patrolling the streets.
No, that's verifiably false, and you've got, again, the Seattle Times carrying the water for the council to try to portray a more positive message to the community that actually reads the Seattle Times. I'm not sure how many people are left. But what I would say, that's why we came up with the public safety index on Spog's social media handle, so the public can see what their real truth is. And the bottom line is, Jason, we've lost close to 500 people. The city has done two occasions now had to redraft their staffing projections.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had to redraft anything. Ours are continuing to be truthful. And what's not being spoken of that I think is incredibly alarming is the fact we have 350 current people that are eligible to retire right now as you and I are having this conversation.
Yep.
So if we lose even 100 more people, I don't know what's going to be left of this agency moving forward. I don't know who they're going to get to answer a 911 call. You're going to wait a long time on top of the already long waits for priority one calls for service.
Yeah, and priority one calls are the calls that demand an immediate response. That's when loss of life is potentially imminent if there's no intervention with law enforcement. At the same time, as we're having this conversation, we're seeing homicide rates continue to soar. We're at 39 so far this year. Last year was 43, so we're clearly on a path to exceed last year's. We've already exceeded the 10-year average of 29. It doesn't seem like there's an end in sight here. So looking into the Mike Solon crystal ball, what do you think happens at the year end?
Yeah, you're definitely going to see a spike, more of a spike in violent crime. You're definitely going to have more, unfortunately, more homicides. More shootings, and it's quite clear that the defunding movement has really harmed this community, and in any community that supported defunding, every city is being besieged by crime, and it's just common sense, right? And you just wish that our politicians would take on more of a common sense thought process, but that obviously is depending upon how the political winds blow, and then they'll change their tune, which they're changing it now, which is nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
It is positive. You know, granted, we are in Seattle still. We'll take anything positive from the politics here every day. But the public's going to suffer even more, and that's why I keep on hammering down. This is about retaining your current people, not trying to at least optically say that you need more cops, which is nice, but you have to retain the most highly trained, qualified people from leaving.
But do you get,
we can't stand to lose anybody else.
Exactly. But do you get a sense, just on the politics side, that it's now actually working in your favor, that there is a reason why suddenly Lisa Herbold, who was vehemently anti-police and pro-defund, all of a sudden is saying we need to have more officers? There's a reason why Andrew Lewis and Dan Strauss have decided to change their tune a little bit. Do you think that is political, or do you think they see the errors of their way?
I think it's both, but more so political, because they're going to be up for election soon.
Yep.
Re-election soon, and politics is everything here, and the optics is first and foremost on all of their minds, and they're trying to balance the activist groups. If you noticed in a public comment at the Seattle City Council meeting, you know, it's the typical activists that throw shade and flood the public comments. I just remind your listeners that, you know, 2 years ago, they're into defunding nonsense. When I called in a public comment, City Council absolutely doxed my phone number. So, I mean, this is how far we've shifted now. Now they're politically supporting more cops, which is incredible. I would support that every day, but never lose sight that we cannot rest here, that it's going to take the reasonable community that I always refer to them as to push back against this activist groups, because they'll flood public comment to try to influence these council members. And I wouldn't put it past them to continue to, or to start up again, their marches to private homes. And this is how they try to bully and get their way.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. And obviously, this is not good news from their perspective. It is better news from the perspective of someone who lives here and wants to be in a safe city. We've been talking with Officer Mike Solon. He's the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild. He's also the host of the podcast Hold the Line with Mike Solon. I highly recommend you check it out over at seattlepoliceofficers.com. Officer Solon, as always, thank you so much for coming on.
You're good man, Jason. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you. Now this.